Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last night's made-for-TV January 6th show this morning is being called a cover-up of Democrat decisions. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News this morning.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown of Columbia City, Indiana, but it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The Consumer Price Index, released just minutes ago, indicates the U.S. economy is continuing to fail. May's price increase is another 1%. USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
As the U.S. economy goes, so does other economies. The United Kingdom is taking a big hit, too.
Inflation in the U.K. is the highest it's been since the early 1990s. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says their recovery from the pandemic has been hindered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He says that energy and grain prices are expected to remain high in the short term, but adds that the U.K. and other allies cannot abandon support for Ukraine.
Never mind that abandoning the Ukrainians would be morally repugnant, since they are the victims and they have an absolute right to defend a free and independent country. We are simply not in a position to tell them what to do.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
May's consumer price index increase is another 1%, adding to the 8.6% already impacting America's buying power. Shelter, gas, and food are all up again. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A claim made Thursday by San Diego-based One America News CEO Robert Herring that Elon Musk is seeking to buy the network was quickly shot down by Musk in a tweet. Robert Herring tweeted Thursday morning, quote, "We just received a call from somebody very close to Elon Musk telling us he would like to talk to us about purchasing One America News," end quote. Musk's reply, only Twitter. Former California Representative Republican Devin Nunes on Newsmax weighs in on the made-for-TV January 6 investigation and the partisan propaganda.
Still to this day, they've never been able to tell us who broke the windows. I mean, that's what I asked from day one. I said, look, we know the people that broke the windows broke the law. Who are they? And, you know, we still don't know who they are. So, you know, but what do we do know now, right, that's been reported? We know, I mean, clearly Trump had nothing to do with this because Trump's own tweet at the time said go peacefully. So, and Trump was the one who authorized the National Guard. That now has come out in the last few days. Let's not forget that President Trump also had said that at the time. It was ignored. It was mocked. Well, now what happens? We get the actual facts, the actual evidence. President Trump was doing everything possible in his power to make sure that this was that, that you know, that things were handled properly.
For more information, reach us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Oh, and whoever said politics isn't messy, huh? It is one big hot mess, to say the least. If you were hoping that maybe the committee hearing, this January 6th committee hearing, might find a way to bring us together, I guess that was the outside hope. And I don't know, everybody has their own perception and understanding of what's going on here. Here to straighten this out and to give it us the way we probably should analyze it is the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty well, Bill. Good to be on.
So what did you make of last night's committee hearing?
From the J6 hearings. I mean, again, I think that the riot portion of January 6th, you know, disgraceful. Everyone's condemned it on the right, so on down the line. But I also, from the start with the January 6th committee, we knew this wasn't going to be kind of a bipartisan inquest into questions like why security that day was lax or something like that. You have, I think, two Republicans on the panel. It's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And the point was to kind of castigate Trump for any role that he might have had in the events. And I mean, obviously, from a political standpoint, handicap him if he tries to run again. It's not a surprise to me that this dropped during, you know, the June to October session, if you look at when the hearings are scheduled in an election year. So the January 6th hearings were, the first hearing was pretty much what I expected. And, I mean, what you're going to have is kind of a call out of as many dramatic facts as possible. So, I mean, they talked about the Proud Boys for a bit, and the implication was that the Proud Boys are white supremacists. Now, as it turns out, the Proud Boys are something like 17% POC. The leader, Enrique Tarrio, is a black Cuban guy. But so the implication is you've got these white supremacists here. They mentioned that they talked to another actually white supremacist group, the Oath Keepers, once a couple of years back. And then they kind of switched topics a little, and they said that Trump had talked to some people that were involved in the peaceful portion of January 6th, keeping comfortable with the idea of peaceful protests, favoring, you know, different ways of counting the vote. So you're kind of, Scott Adams on Twitter and Facebook today called this, it was something, it was like the Van Jones, Sean Hannity strategy, but it's what you do on cable TV where you just throw a bunch of facts together and then you say at the end, and so this is what that means. And the implication of the January 6th hearings obviously is going to be so Trump tried to take over the country. It was pretty much what I expected. Well produced, hyper partisan. Mm-hmm. I mean, not a lot there.
Right. Well, and the thing is that if you didn't get enough last night, how many more versions of this do we have?
I think and it could be wrong. I don't have them on my calendar, you know, but I think there are three more of these hearings. I mean, there's another.
Oh, and at least there, I think they're talking 6 to 8 primetime presentations like this. I don't know. We'll see what happens with the Nielsen's. Let's see how many people watched last night and maybe just to sample it to see, well, was there going to be some sort of major breakthrough or something that we hadn't seen before? But as you said, my big takeaway is that, you know, did this draw the country together? Did it, in fact, do anything to lay the groundwork, as Liz Cheney said, and Nancy Pelosi has been known to have said, that so that this would never happen again? Are you convinced at any level that that's going to answer any of those charges?
Well, this was never going to happen again in the first place. I mean, so this in political science is a problem we see pretty often from leaders, even highly effective leaders like Mitterrand or Winston Churchill, as opposed to mediocre ones like Nancy Pelosi. But people are always inclined to fight the last war, the last battle. I mean, you know, you don't want to compare some totally disparate events, but I mean, 9/11 was a one-off attack on a country that wasn't prepared for that. And if I would get rid of a great deal of the Patriot Act myself. But as long as there's, for example, a TSA in place or marshals on planes, I mean, I don't see 9/11 ever happening again, you know, knock on wood. The same thing with this. I mean, you had an election that many people thought was stolen, accurately or not, during, let's not forget, a disease pandemic year. You know, the worst since 1917, and that led to some civic rioting. There was more civic rioting on the left, by the way. Let's not forget that. It went on for a year. Mm-hmm. So will there be an equivalent level of left v. right rioting in the streets in the near future? I mean, no. So the entire idea of we need to discuss this in great detail to prevent it from happening again, to bring the people together, I mean, this strikes me as kind of a lot of political talk. I mean, the point of the six primetime hearings, yeah, I think you're right, it is at least six, is very clearly to handicap the Republicans during what was supposed to be a runaway election year. So there's not a big, noble goal here. There's kind of a small political one. We all condemn January 6th, though. I mean, the thing that would move the country forward would actually be the two parties sitting down and saying, you know, we condemn January 6th, we condemn the larger BLM riots. All this went on 2 years ago. It was a tough election, disease going on. Now let's move forward. Let's pass this gas prices bill or something. And I think the odds of seeing that from, you know, Pelosi and McConnell are 0.1%, something like that.
Right. Well, and it's unfortunate because here when you've got 60% roughly, according to Rasmussen, of the American people saying, look at, they're not necessarily outright calling it fraud. They're just uncertain about the results. And you can't have an election when you have that many people uncertain about the results. That impugns democracy and the whole process, but they don't want to answer that. As you said, this is all about kneecapping Donald Trump. In essence, as some have called it, you know, this is like the third impeachment trial of Donald Trump. And that's what seemed to be, you know, coming over and over again is going, are we really trying to find out about what happened at J6, or is this about impeaching Donald Trump again?
Well, I mean, there are a couple different things there. I mean, first of all, Trump didn't do himself any favors from a political strategy standpoint with the sort of we're going to release the Kraken, the voting machines might have been tampered with stuff right after the election. Since then, you've seen a bunch of content that's reasonably sober, like Molly Hemingway's Rigged, where people have talked about some of the crazy stuff that went on before the election. I mean, like the laws in many states legalizing ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting, and this is what 2000 Mules focuses on this, too. I mean, you can think whatever about their video content, but they actually just tracked a bunch of people that were going from the headquarters of major NGOs to ballot boxes. Geo-tracking is extraordinarily precise. That's how you follow people around via ankle monitor, for example.
Yeah, so, well, that's how they were able to, you know, get in touch with the J6 people that they arrested as well.
Yeah,
oh, by the
really
way.
Funny, actually. Yeah, so that means it's the same technology they used to catch the January 6th rioters. Yeah, that's an excellent point. But, I mean, so you don't know. I would strongly doubt those are fake votes or something like that. But ballot harvesting has been legitimized in a lot of states. What that is, and I'm sure, obviously, Bill, you know, I'm sure most of the audience knows, but you can literally, as a Democratic or now Republican operative, there have been some restrictions on the GOP dropped over the past couple of years, but you can just go to the door of every Democrat dedicated voter for your party in a neighborhood, ask them if they voted and basically help them fill out the ballot. It's as crazy as it sounds. So yes. We saw a lot of this in 2020 because 2020 was COVID, right? Everyone wanted to help old ladies vote. We allowed mail-in voting, which is another crazy thing. All of this stuff, not for soldiers, just for citizens. You could walk down to the ballot box. Because if you stood in line, you might die. They were saying this in Wisconsin and Michigan. And as a result, you saw this massive turnout. I mean, Biden...
Let's pick it up on the other side of the break. We've got more from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us. Pretty much the committee hearing, what we expected. You've got a former ABC producer, putting the show on. And we've got a number more yet to deal with And after the first one, we'll see what happens, because I'm not sure it really passed the so what test. And, you know, and to me, where we are right now as a divided nation, and all done by design here. And I think it's interesting, Will, that, you know, we hear a lot about white supremacy. And if there's any supremacy, as far as I can tell, it's the ruling elites in our country. And maybe the reason they call it white supremacy is so that there's no flashlight, no light on them with their attitude and how, you know, the justice system works and, you know, things that you would identify as supremacists. They seem to be more manifested in the ruling class than in, you know, everyday Americans. Is that fair or is that a bad assessment?
Well, I think that's a very deep point, actually. So obviously, class is a bigger predictor of someone's power level or which group is going to be supreme in society in 2020 than race is. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's so weird about all these conversations about race and gender and kind of my world on the campus and so on is that they never bring in social class. And then at a certain level, you realize if people are talking about this at Yale or even at the honors program at KSU, the University of Kentucky, everyone's rich. So there's not really a zone. You can't gain advantage by telling someone, well, you're upper middle class, you're very privileged. And so you get this weird focus where, like, the black rich kid is telling the white rich kid, you can't understand my experience. And the same kind of focus on class and what's acceptable, norms and so on. I mean, obviously that was one of the big hammers that was brought to bear against Trump. So you can disapprove of some of the things Trump did in the White House, but like just a question to ask yourself is, do you really think Trump was involved in more financial or chemical or sexual scandals than Bill Clinton? I mean, but when you look at the hysterical reaction to the big guy, I mean, like, yeah. You know, come on, really?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
He was impeached twice. Once. Right. I mean, Clinton was impeached once. He got to allow the opposition party that in the modern era. But, I mean, three times plus his hearing. So a lot of that was just, like, how dare he? How dare this guy? He's a member of the right class financially, but big New York guy. His dad wasn't that rich. Where's the tie, Ron? How dare he come in and say these things like, we don't need useless immigrants? I mean, not that all immigrants are, but I mean, that was the whole thing with Trump. Like, the last line, but the first impeachment, remember, we now know is just complete BS. Like, it was based on the Steele dossier, which is just nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after $70 million of the people's money spent to look into it, they come up with Bupkis, and they still want to claim, people still want to believe that he was guilty. And you go, please, come on, you know, it's okay, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, it's like a dog on a bone. That's the bone you're comfortable with. You want to chew on it, you know, have at it. We're a free country. But, but I want to set you aside because I want, as a country, I want us all to move forward and be all the better tomorrow than we were today. And we can't get there if we're continuing this, continuing to buy in what the antithetical forces wants us to do, and that's to be at each other's throats. Instead of being the United States of America, they want us to be the un-United States so that they can have their way with us and do what they did to us like COVID and take away our liberties and groom us for the next, for the next phase of some sort of oppression or some other, robbery of our liberties.
Well, I mean, to some extent, that's obviously what the ruling class does. I mean, there's a lot of analysis in political science. And I would say right now the GOP is better. You should go vote. But there's a lot of analysis in political science about whether the entire two-party system is sort of fraud. I mean, traditionally, the thing that scared countries and ruling classes the most is a unified coalition of working men, if you will, along racial lines. And
yes.
When you look at political parties in two-party states, the USA, Mexico, France back in the day, so on, very often the working class vote is divided. So the Democrats have traditionally been thought of as the black and Hispanic party, Republicans the party of working class whites. And what you do is you scare each party's base with the other party's base. I'm not saying either party does that now the way this was done in the 60s and 70s, but I mean, of course the ruling class to some extent benefits from a divided, confused society. You don't like to think that's an intentional goal, but sometimes it probably is. And I think some of that ground is changing. I mean, the Republicans, after all of this, are polling at about 45% among Hispanics because a lot of people are starting to see, well, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. media plays a big role there. I think a lot of people are looking at the J6 hearings on TV, and then they're tuning into talk radio or they're logging into Twitter, and they're saying, oh, this is what actual citizens think about this. And it's often a dramatically different picture. But no, this isn't designed to heal what you're seeing on TV. No. And almost nothing in politics is designed to heal, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring up an interesting point here at the very beginning, and that is that the two parties, how in so many ways they're very similar. Because when you think about their political ambitions, is like I was talking with a person this morning, and he didn't quite, you know, this was kind of a light bulb moment for him. I said, do you realize the number one job of elected political officials? You know, they're told the first day when they go to the Beltway, you know, your number one job is to get reelected. And so both parties have that in common. You know, they got to get reelected. And so the people's interests are subordinated to that number one priority to get reelected. And whatever that means in terms of fundraising, in terms of going along with Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell, or that has maybe not, is not necessarily consistent with the values of your constituency that you're representing, but it's most important to you and the lifeblood of your, you know, political existence.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, what we call this, and we've both been in the business world at a decent level. I mean, this is just incentive structure, right? I mean, I have friends.
Yes, right.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Anthony Piagetini down here in Louisville, who's the city councilman. He's running for Congress from Kentucky in a couple of years, as I understand. Mm-hmm. A good, honorable guy. But, I mean, if you talk to someone like that about what the D.C. experience is like, I mean, if you go in, and without even relying on one guy, I've heard this from 8 or 9 people, if you go in as a young freshman congressman, I mean, one of the first things that you're told, they actually have orientation like you do for any serious business. I mean, it actually is broken down to you. Like, I mean, your goal, you're expected to do this for the party. You support, you know, the current leadership team. You are a member of these committees. You know, that's something you're expected to do. Otherwise, you're going to be kind of blacklisted. The second, your goal is to get reelected. Third, your goal is to fundraise. Fourth, your goal is to kind of get members of your team, people that you're close with, people from your state, reelected. And I think that whenever you talk to someone about this, it all makes perfect sense. It's the kind of stuff a young executive thinks about. But you have to ask, well, where on that list is sort of helping the people? And it sounds kind of stupid to ask it, but it's also a very real point. And this is why you don't see a lot of productivity out of a lot of very prominent people. Like, for anyone in the audience, think, what's the last law you saw AOC's name on? For that matter, you can support her enthusiasm, but I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, lost her committees. What's she doing? There's a big difference between going in there and setting up your social media presence and helping your team and being what in Congress would be thought of as a good congressperson on the one hand, and actually getting the gas prices bill passed or something practical like that. Actually, old men like McConnell are pretty good at number two, but you don't see as much of number two as you would like.
Right, exactly. Well, and again, when you understand that they're both, you know, those are the basic principles that both parties are operating under, well, then, you know, you can understand the similarities and where there is, you know, there just seems to be a fine line between the two parties. Because even when the Republicans had a chance and had control, they didn't do the people's bidding like they should have done, right?
I think this gets into a lot of things. I mean, so all of this is one of the reasons that when people get to Congress, and again, I don't want to be bipartisan about all this, but you hear this from black representatives, and you hear this from Occupy-type representatives, and you also hear this from Tea Party guys. When people get to Congress and they see the actual business-style orientation, and then they recognize how chummy a lot of this is, that's fading. I don't know if that's good or bad, but when you you know, understand that people from the two parties go to dinner together and so on, and you rank 432nd out of 435 people, you realize it's going to be pretty difficult to actually get sweeping
changes. Exactly. Dr. Will Riley has been with us.
By Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and more affordable groceries all summer long and beyond. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order groceries online for delivery and access shelf-stable pantry items like snacks, breakfast foods, grains, and more. From macaroni for pasta salads at backyard barbecues to bottled water to keep you hydrated and backpack-friendly snacks for long days at summer camp, Amazon has all the essentials to start your summer off right. Customers who add their Snap EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and EBT discounts on beloved products. Plus, Snap recipients can now check their EBT balance on Amazon.com. No matter what your summer schedule has in store, Amazon has you covered with convenient delivery options. Eligible orders are delivered right to your door with no membership required. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/Snap.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last night's made-for-TV January 6th show this morning is being called a cover-up of Democrat decisions. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News this morning.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana, but it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The Consumer Price Index, released just minutes ago, indicates the U.S. economy is continuing to fail. May's price increase is another 1%. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zamara going to join us in just a few seconds here. Well, the Democrats could only hope that last night's J6 committee TV extravaganza would have covered up the ills of the Biden policies in this administration. And they woke up this morning to the report that inflation is now up to 8.6%. And they could only hope, and they're probably putting all kinds of pressure on their media cohorts to say, let's focus on J6. Do not talk about the inflation numbers. Hopefully we can drown out the bad news. Dr. John, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've got the feeling like we're in an East German country, like we're in East Germany or some other Warsaw Pact country, where they fixed elections and repressed dissidents, and the public in those countries learned to see through the official propaganda, which they regarded with contempt. I think our own mainstream media have managed to destroy their own credibility to the point where they're on a par with Eastern Bloc Soviet media.
Well, the thing is we've been groomed and are being groomed by the mainstream media and other forces to go along with these ruling elites. You know, I was talking with Dr. Will Riley just a moment ago. You know, you hear the elites always talking about white supremacy. And I'm going, wait a minute. You know, if there's any supremacist, you know, activity going on, it's from the ruling elites. I don't see, you know, the white supremacy angle that they're pushing here. Am I missing something?
No, no. I mean, remember, the Jews didn't destroy Germany. They did not cause Germany to lose World War I. The Nazis made that up. Likewise, right, most white Americans are not racist in any meaningful way, so they redefined racism to include punctuality, wearing business like a tire, deferring gratification, being professional on the job. All of those things were denounced as part of white culture by the Smithsonian Institution of African American History, and had training materials on how you had to renounce all these expectations because they were part of systemic racism. That's great. I'm sure that really helps black people do well in the world.
Well, and the thing is, on its face, it's gonna fail because the things they're attacking are absolutely empirical evidence of what makes a country great, what makes people successful in business is by, you know, going to work. In fact, I've done a piece on this about, according to the U.S. labor study, if you want to be in the top 10% of the U.S. labor force, just come to work every day and show up on time. I mean, the fact of the matter is that only represents 10% of the U.S. labor force. I think it's quite sad. So to attack that number is quite interesting, and it really distracts from the truth of the matter, and that is that hardworking people, they want to go for the brass ring. They want to be the best that they can be and be given that opportunity. And what Black Lives Matter and these other Marxists have to offer is a mediocre lifestyle and a mediocre existence, because you just have to be in the medium. You can't work hard. You can't stand out. This is part of the problem that I've had from day one whenever I've been involved in unions, is that it was all about mediocritizing the labor force. They did not reward excellence. In fact, excellence got in the way, and you were chastised for overperforming.
Human nature is one among all the races. It's the same around the world. It's always been the same for thousands of years. People in Nigeria want their employees to be professional and punctual and defer gratification. This museum defined ordinary character virtues that are cross-cultural. They're beyond any culture. They're just basic character virtues. Defined them as part of white culture, which of course is insulting to black people, unbelievably insulting to people of any other race.
Yes.
But also economically destructive. And what it tells you is they're not really thinking. They're not really considering seriously. They're not taking racism or the well-being of black Americans. They're not taking those things seriously. They're treating them as a joke. They're using them cynically, and they'll drop them the moment they're finished with them just in order to gain power so that they can make money by giving government contracts to their crackhead sons, fill in the blank.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about, you know, blacks, minorities, Hispanics, and that, the ones who have worked hard and have meritoriously risen through the ranks, when they hear this kind of stuff being spewed out, it rankles them because they know different. Dr. Ben Carson, I mean, overcame incredible odds being raised by a single mom, and look what happened with he and his brother. And we have all kinds of success stories like this that are in the woof and warp of the fabric of American history and tradition. But, boy, I'll tell you, Black Lives Matter and, these radical lefties, they don't want to hear anything about that. They want to squash that. And in the process of doing that, they're compromising all of us, John.
Yeah, the Democrats don't want to be the party of the hard-working exception or the guy at the head of the class. They want to be the party of hordes of obedient robots. They want to be the party of crackheads and illegal immigrants and homeless people and druggies and lifetime government welfare recipients and sex perverts and groomers and freaks. The Democrats have chosen to become the party of squalid, subhuman, disgusting behavior. I think there's the spiritual element. I think the Democrats are now really just a rejection of Christianity, a rejection of the Bible, and an embrace of perversity. And once you've begun to embrace the dark side and opened yourself up to these spirits of evil, they'll take you to places you never thought you were going to go. And I don't think most Democrats 10 years ago thought they were going to be defending children getting their puberty blocked and teachers telling kids to dress in drag and bring them to drag queen shows. I just don't know that that's what they expected would be the Democratic agenda when it got to be 2020.
Well, and to your point, it seemed, you know, so inconsequential of them. I think it was about 20 years ago at the Democratic National Convention when Antonio Villaraigosa led the charge and took the vote count to eliminate God from their platform. And I remember when that happened, John, it was the same thought that I had when John Lennon, you know, made the statement that the Beatles were greater than Jesus. It was like one of those oh-ho things, you know, the oh moments. Yeah. You go, oh, I don't think you want to say that. I don't think you want to go there.
Right.
And it seems so inconsequential, so minor. And then here, you know, all these years later, next thing you know, John Lennon's being gunned down. And one of the reasons that he said that he was gunned down was because he said, you know, how dare him elevate himself and the Beatles above Jesus in so many ways.
Let's not forget that the Temple of Satan is, which is a pro-abortion activist group, they're filing lawsuits claiming that we have to keep abortion legal because it's a religious ritual for Satanists. It's how they worship. It's a sacrifice. And the government can't interfere with their freedom of religion. Again, not what people thought they were getting when they voted for Bill Clinton in 1992.
Exactly. It's all been a gradual turn and trajectory. But, you know, we were warned about this, John. We've been warned about it for decades that this was what was going to happen. You know, with the introduction, you know, going back when birth control pills were first introduced and what it would do in terms of the sexualization of America. And now here we are. Our kids are being over-sexualized, as you said, and being groomed to go to places that we never thought possible. You and I never thought in a million years we would have to have these kinds of discussions and to protect our children this way. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality.
GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have to bring God in the center of all this. I mean, you have a political party that says they don't want God involved in their platform. And look what's happened historically in the last 20 years with the Democratic Party. They've unraveled. And this is just the beginning. And, you know, God said very clearly, you know, look at, you know, with me, you choose life and you get all the benefits thereof. Without me, you choose death and you get those benefits. So, you know, make your choice. What is it you want? And the party, unfortunately, the Democratic Party has become the party of death. They are the ones that are rallying at, you know, justices' homes, conservative justices' homes, threatening them, trying to influence a decision that we've gotten a little bit of a insight into the possible majority decision regarding the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, Dr. John. And the Democrats are leading this charge. They have become the party of death.
They're also the party of demons. I mean, literally demons. Like Moloch was a god of the Phoenicians that demanded infant sacrifice, and we associate with the worship of such gods fanatical, destructive behavior. If you watch the behavior of the Democrats around this issue, the fact that they would degrade themselves to threaten judges at their homes, that they would invite the Temple of Satan to be part of their movement, the fact that they joke about abortion, that they burn babies for green energy in the city of Baltimore. These people are in the grip of something that's not human. They have opened themselves to the forces of genuine ontological evil. And anyone who takes part in their movement now has become complicit and has become vulnerable. I mean, it's like, I don't know if you watched when Tucker Carlson interviewed a Catholic exorcist on his Tucker Carlson Today. It was very powerful. He talked about how if you engage in magic and try to cast spells on your neighbor using the occult, you open yourself up to demonic possession. I think we're at the point where if you're an activist for the Democratic Party, that is the equivalent of a cult behavior. And you are opening yourself up to these same forces, because what the Democrats represent is so evil on so many levels, in so many different areas. It's not just that it violates the words of the Bible. It violates human reason. It violates the tenets of the natural law that any sane person could and should see, the law that is written on our hearts. So I think it's safe and fair to call them the evil party, the party of and for evil, of riots in the streets, of racial hatred and rampant crime and family destruction, of tyranny, of rendering citizens helpless. I mean, the biggest story right now is that even as the government's showing that it can't give us baby formula, it can't give us gasoline, it can't keep order in major cities, but they want all our guns. They want to take our guns away so that we cannot protect ourselves, so that we're all as helpless as those parents in Uvalde, Texas, who wanted to go in and save their kids, and those fat, lazy cops for an hour put all their energy into controlling the parents, and not one of them went in to go after the guy who was murdering kids. That's the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm. John, I also want to push back on, I'm seeing signs, from Catholics supporting abortion access. And of course, a big controversy that has really boiled up again regarding whether or not Nancy Pelosi should be given, communion, or Joe Biden for that matter. The Archbishop of D.C. said, no big whoop, we will not interrupt, we will be happy to give them communion. The Archbishop in Nancy Pelosi's home district in San Francisco said no, he would no longer do this, because and he spoke with her and said, you cannot support abortion and be a Catholic and participate in Holy Communion. Well, the Pope decided to ictionary on the bishop there, the Archbishop of San Francisco. He demotes him and elevates a compliant Marxist bishop out of San Diego. Yeah,
A Marxist bishop, a communist bishop out of San Diego.
Right.
Four or five years ago, they did this conference of rabid Marxists, and in Modesto, California, McElroy, this bishop you're talking about, was the host, and they issued this manifesto called "The Message from Modesto," where they said that Catholics should totally disrupt the governance of the United States, and especially disrupt Trump, and help anyone violate our immigration laws and use our churches as sanctuaries for people smugglers, human traffickers. It was just the most staggering crackpot Marxist document I've seen outside of like a college sophomore term paper. And it was signed by 24 U.S. bishops and one cardinal. So I
Well, it's no wonder. Yeah. It's no wonder they're failing. I mean,
The leadership of the
George Barna
lost cause. It is a lost cause. Right. Pope Francis is a communist. He has just appointed a bunch of communists and gays as cardinals who will elect his successor. So my only hope for the church being fixed is that a meteorite hits the conclave and wipes out most of the cardinals, while a few of the African ones who are fairly conservative are still like changing planes and haven't gotten to the conclave. That's my hope for the Catholic Church.
Well, to your point here, John, George Barna, I spoke with him last week, and he did a denominational search and study on churches that hold to a biblical worldview. You know which was the worst church, the worst organized church in holding to a biblical worldview? The Catholics. 6%. only 6% of the pastors in the Catholic Church held to a biblical worldview. The highest ranking, just at about 50%, were independent evangelicals. It's just amazing. All these other organized, these organized Christian institutions have all been compromised, and they've all been invaded by this wokeism, and they are abandoning a biblical worldview. And a biblical worldview is pretty basic. It's not very sophisticated. I mean, it's just very simple, you know, that you believe in these ground floor tenets that God has laid out for us, that, you know, we believe in one God, that we believe in the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe that God sent Jesus to save us, and we believe that it's our responsibility to forward that message, that salvation message, to the rest of the world. I mean, essentially, that's the makeup of biblical worldview, and the Catholic Church doesn't hold it, only 6%. I mean, that is a sad and pathetic commentary.
Yeah, unfortunately, for the last 30 or 40 years, the kind of men who have been admitted into seminaries and allowed to be ordained as priests are basically gays too dumb to work for the Democrats and without the talent to work for Broadway. And that's where we got our bishops. They finally live in palaces like the Disney princesses. They always secretly knew that they were. But they're not people who could be managers at Walmart. They're not people who could be managers at Cracker Barrel. But they get in the Catholic Church, they run $300 million dioceses, and they run them into the ground. And they become the partners of Leviathan. Remember, whenever the bishops talk about immigration, 40% of their budget comes from federal contracts, mostly for resettling immigrants. They get a bounty every time somebody sneaks across the Rio Grande. If they got a bounty every time a woman chose life for her baby, maybe they would do something about abortion. Instead, they're just a wing of the human trafficking.
It's, I'll tell you, John, as the veil of all this deception and the lies and the evil is pulled back and people's eyes are opened up, I mean, it's very disturbing, especially, you know, for those of us who were raised Catholic, who respect the Holy Communion, the sacrifice, what Jesus said that we would always do, and remember him for what he did, and how it's being debased. It's heartbreaking to see what's happening in our institutions throughout. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
We got a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize it. Go ahead.
Well, I would say the most important thing right now is pray and hold on to your guns. Get in touch with your members of Congress and tell them, do not violate the Second Amendment. It is our last backstop against tyranny. That's what the Founding Fathers wanted when they wrote the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment is the basis of all other freedoms. And I write about that at stream.org. Go to stream.org and check out my columns on the history of the Second Amendment and its connection to religious freedom. That's where it comes from.
Amen. Not from anybody else, not from Joe Biden or the Democrats, that they would want you to believe that, or any ruling elitist. The real supremacists, I believe, this white supremacy moniker is so mismanaged and misplaced, clearly, and more and more people are starting to see that. Dr. John Zemeric, stream.org, to be in the flow of the know. Thank you, John. Take care. God bless, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase.